Do you find yourself asking the same questions over and over? Who am I? Why am I here? Why was I put on earth at this time in history? You are not alone. You are quite literally made of the same things as the planet you live on, the universe we're hurtling through, the sun we rotate around, and the planets and stars that are our galactic neighbors. If you've been feeling adrift, lost in a loop of existential questions, or just want to understand more about the cosmic miracle that is you, I have great news. You are in possession of a unique interstellar roadmap, and I can help you read it. My name is Tracy White, and I'm a professional astrologer with over 20 years experience. My practice, Shine Bright Astrology, is now open for new and existing virtual clients. You can reserve a session with me, and together we can journey through your astrological treasure map. Whether it's your first reading or your 20th, there are always gems to be discovered. Find me on social media at Shine Bright Astrology, and online at shinebrightastrology.com to reserve your time now. I can't wait to meet you and the stars you're made of. Happy Moon Monday, and welcome to Glow Girl for the week of October 18th, 2021. Question for you all. Do you know the story of Persephone? I think about her a lot this time of year. If you're not familiar with the story or the mythology, Persephone was the daughter of Demeter, who was the goddess of agriculture. Demeter's Roman equivalent is Ceres, after whom one of the greater feminine asteroids that we follow in astrology is named. Long story, and I'll tell you about that another time. But Persephone was the goddess of springtime, which is just a lovely thing, right? Now, there are many versions of the story in which Persephone is sometimes abducted and sometimes worse. But I prefer the versions of the story where Persephone meets Hades, god of the underworld, falls in love, expresses enthusiastic consent, and then agrees to eat the pomegranate seed. I know you can't see my air quotes because I can only assume that is a euphemism. And then stays in the underworld, ruling alongside Hades, whose Roman equivalent is Pluto, as the queen of the underworld. It's a pretty badass story if you look at it from an empowering point of view. Many of the stories that are out there are not that empowering, but I urge you to find the ones that are. The story goes that in order to make their relationship work, an agreement was struck in which Persephone would live on Earth for half the year and in the other world, in the underworld, with her man, the other half, which is why we have warmer seasons with growth and abundance while she's here on Earth, and colder, darker seasons while we rest and regroup. And that's when she's there in the underworld with Hades. I'm bringing this up today because this is the time of year, traditionally speaking, that according to the legend, Persephone is making her journey to the underworld to reunite with her king. Now, the Samhain, which is the annual pagan harvest holiday and celebration of the end of the abundant half of the year, is astrologically speaking the halfway point between autumn equinox and the winter solstice. But it's usually celebrated around October 31st, which is Halloween for many of us. Samhain is usually thought to be the day that Persephone ascends the throne of the underworld, taking her rightful place as queen. You might see symbols of Samhain like bonfires and pomegranates, which are both related to the celebration of Persephone, and an offering to remind her to come back in the spring to warm the earth and help life bloom again. Samhain is approaching soon. The official dates for 2021 are sundown on October 31st to sundown on November 1st. And the astrological date for Samhain, they're sometimes different. I like to celebrate the whole week. The astrological date is November 7th. So there's no real pressure to have a huge ritual or anything on one day, especially if you have little trick-or-treaters in your house that might make it difficult to light candles and split open a pomegranate while you're putting on their princess makeup. So just speaking from experience here. I just wanted to share that with you to get you thinking about Samhain and its many meanings as we're gearing up for this kind of Halloween spooky season too. Persephone is a complicated and interesting deity, and her story, or all of the stories that exist, are sometimes harrowing, but mostly triumphant. So I'll have more Samhain details on next week's show, but for now, maybe keep an eye out for a pomegranate to add to your Halloween celebration this year. Let's take a quick break, and when we're back, we'll talk about this week's lunations.
Life gets busy and fitting in time to help yourself can be tricky. That's why we're such huge fans of the BetterHelp online counseling. Everybody in Girls Girls Media uses this, you guys. I'm not even exaggerating. Finally, it's a way to connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment when it's convenient for you, like in your home, on your couch, in your bed, whatever. Get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Licensed professional counselors that specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family. If you just need to talk, they are there. Anything you share is confidential and you are not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can just request a new one, like at any time, no additional charge. We're talking 3,000 US licensed therapists across all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide at your fingertips. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp offers 4 communication modes, but best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available to you. We want you to start living a happier life today. So as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/glow. You're going to join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health, us included. Again, that is betterhelp, HELP.com/glow. It all started with an idea to create gorgeous jewelry for everyone. Amazing, right? Victoria Emerson is a jewelry line that offers pieces like wrap bracelets, boho cuffs, earrings, and necklaces to bring a little sparkle to everyone's lives. I know, as I'm describing this, you're like, this is Brittany, like in a jewelry line. This is her. Founded in 2012 and loved by women all around the world, we are lucky to call celebrities like Jessica Alba, Vanessa Hudgens, Busy Phillips, Brenda Song, Mary Fitzgerald, and more huge fans of this brand. Each piece is created with genuine materials, including real crystals, stones, pearls, and gold, as well as 14K and 18K gold-plated jewelry. There's a little something for everyone, and by everyone, I mean me. Those dainty little necklaces and wrap bracelets, all me. It is like my style personified. Also awesome, Victoria Emerson is inclusive with most styling, offering multiple points to fasten the piece or extensions that you can adjust to fit as loosely or as snug as you like. Pieces are easy to take on and off with magnetic clasps on the boho cuffs and loop fasteners on the wrap bracelets. Classic customer favorites include like the smartwatch straps that you can have fashion and function, freshwater pearl wrap bracelets for like a classy sparkle, and the infamous paperclip style gold necklace that sold out multiple times within 24 hours. They're going to be pieces you're never going to want to take off, you guys. They've also got your sparkle covered. Brand new styles that just landed online for the fall season. Listeners can buy one, get one free on the entire collection by visiting victoriaemerson.com/glowgirl and using code glowgirl. Again, that is victoriaemerson.com/glowgirl. Use the code glowgirl and you get buy one, get one off the entire collection.
Happy Monday. It is October 18th, and today we are waking up early to a waxing void moon in Pisces. But at 6:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we shift out of that void watery moon period into fiery Aries. The Aries waxing moon is about bravery, action, focus, and passion. So this morning we're up and moving and ready to punch today in the face. Sometimes literally. Use this energy to get the hard stuff done first. Just be aware that sometimes with this increased passion and bravery comes increased aggression and angry flare-ups. So temper your temper today and try to dodge any tantrums that might spring up around you. Also, please be careful on the roads. Road rage has a tendency to increase during an Aries moon. The good news today is that Mercury retrograde ends tonight at 11:17 p.m. and puts all of us out of our misery for the next 4 months. Thank the old gods and the new. The less good news is that the post-retrograde shadow period, or the retro shade, will be slowly easing its way out of our lives until November 3rd. So just kind of take it easy. After tonight, with Mercury moving direct in the lover sign of Libra, things will start to gradually feel a little less backwards, delayed, and bumpy, where our relationships, communications, vehicles, and the details in our lives are concerned. If you've been putting things off because you know Mercury retrogrades suck, you can safely proceed now. Just keep double checking details until we're out of that retro shade danger zone. If you listened last week, you'll also know that today at 1:30 a.m. Eastern Time, Jupiter starts heading direct in Aquarius after a retrograde period since mid-June. If things that felt like they were heating up in the early summer have felt stagnant for a few months, you may see them start to bubble up again now that the zodiac's big guy's energy is able to directly be expressed again. Since Jupiter backtracked through the summer into Aquarius again, we'll be seeing a return to some of those compassion for our fellow man feelings and also a little bit of rebellion against old, stuffy institutions. Jupiter is luck and optimism and growth and expansion and spread. We may see some of those old stuffy institutions like the stock market, like education, like parts of the government, experiencing some rebellion from large groups of people growing, expanding, stretching at the seams. And large groups of people may benefit from some of these changes. It's a really exciting time. And once the big guy moves into Pisces in December, we'll be feeling like we're turning a real corner into something lovely. On Tuesday, the 19th, it's another action-packed waxing Aries moon day today. And as we approach tomorrow's full moon, you'll really start to feel the energy heighten. Beware of impulsiveness, starting fights or joining them, and starting projects you know you won't finish today. If you are a person whose sleep is impacted by the moon, sometimes people who were born on new moons and full moons can struggle with this, but I know other people do too. Tonight might not be a super restful one for you. On Wednesday, October 20th, today is a big day. Today, we have a full moon in Aries direct at 10:56 a.m. Eastern time, while also turning void at the same time, slamming us all with a lot of overwhelming, assertive, and exhausting energy. The moon is activating some other planetary energies involving Mars, which is motivation and aggression, Pluto, which is death and rebirth, and Eris, a dwarf planet that represents the troublemaking goddess of discord. It sounds dramatic, and for some of us, it just might be. The formation of these planets and the full moon is creating a really tense geometric energy in the sky. It's kind of like pulling the string back on a bow and holding it in place. It feels really intense. But sometimes that tension is exactly what we need to inspire action, releasing that arrow to follow its path to the target. This full moon is calling us to action. Aries is ruled by Mars. Mars is the planet of action. This is a void moon, though, and this is where things can get a little muddled because we feel like we need to move, go, do, and all of those other planets in the mix can create chaos in determining what direction to take, while the void moon vibe is very much like, let's go hide in a blanket fort for a few hours. This is where the balance of a full moon comes into play. Aries moon, Libra sun. The full light of the moon in an action-oriented sign, while the sun takes a back seat in a sign notorious for weighing all options before making a move. Use the Aries bravery and action-oriented inspiration to move forward only after using Libra's diplomatic and fairness-focused decision-making skills. Boundaries are going to be pressed today, so stand your ground, but resist the urge to strike when more diplomatic relations are an option. At the close of the show, I've got a very simple ritual that you can use this full moon to help guide you through this disruptive and confusing energy. So be sure to stay tuned for that too. The good news is that this afternoon at 3:58 p.m. Eastern, the moon moves out of the void period and into Taurus, which is a loving and sweet placement that the moon really loves to be in. Treat yourself to something pretty or delicious tonight, or if you're so inclined, maybe make some love. Remind yourself of the sweet things in life however you can to close out this very turbulent day. On Thursday, the 21st, today the moon begins its waning journey, still in the sign of Taurus. A waning moon is a delicious time to turn inwards, to think about your goals, to consider what you've received from the intentions you've been setting, and to practice gratitude. The Taurus moon is also a great day to assess your finances. It's a great day to create something lovely, to start a new relationship, or to get romantic in an existing one. Today is a calm one and just a great day all around to show your love to the people in your bubble. Friday, the 22nd. Today is much the same as Thursday, a lovely, beautiful energy for most of the day until 4:35 p.m. Eastern when the moon turns void until tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. It's a great day to cut out of work a little early and then head home for some PJs and pizza on the couch. Lay low tonight, be comfortable, and practice peace and serenity. On Saturday, the 23rd, the void moon resolves and moves into Aries Gemini early this morning about 4 a.m. You may want to sleep in, but you might wake up early with a to-do list a mile long, a song stuck on your head, and your text chains blowing up. You might as well just get out of bed, put your best face forward, and head out to the farmer's market or whatever your Saturday has in store for you. It's a chatty, connecting, communicative energy, so plan on running into everyone you know and their brother and getting all the goods the gossip chain has to offer, whether you want it or not. It's a great day to read, write, or learn something new. You might have lots of ideas today, but lucky for you, everyone will have their texts open and ready. Be sure to keep your phone charged on Saturday. on Sunday, the 24th, another lovely Gemini moon day to close out the weekend. And it's a great day for socializing with friends, family, and neighbors. Just be sure to take care, allow space, wear masks if appropriate, keep your gatherings intimate, and don't push your pandemic luck. Gemini rules the lungs, and the air signs in play can sometimes contribute to the spread of germs, especially in large gatherings. It's going to be a bustling start to the week, so make sure you get plenty of rest and use breathing exercises to help turn off your brain's overactive chit-chat tonight. For this week's mystical morsel, I have a full moon in Aries ritual for us all. This is a very simple ritual. Use what you have. And if there are things that you, if there are ingredients to this ritual that you don't have, you can use whatever you do have on hand. There's nothing required here. It's just the intention of the thing that makes it real for you. So my suggestions are to have a black candle and a white candle, or if you have a black crystal and a white crystal, whatever the meanings of those are to you, something black and something white usually are helpful in a ritual like this one. You'll also want a lighter or matches. We're working with fire here because Aries is a fire sign. We're working with that fire moon. You're going to want a couple of pieces of paper. They can be full sheets of paper, little slips of paper, however much writing space you think you'll need. Now, the ritual is pretty simple. If you're using candles, light the white candle first and then the black. If you're using crystals, place the white one in front of the black one and place them in front of you on your work surface. The black and the white represent the dramatic Aries full moon energy in the sterile and balancing Libra season. The light and the dark are both equally represented, and the balance of energies of give and take, of action and reflection are equally important to the goals that we're working with. On one piece of paper, write down something you want to begin. Begin a goal, begin a process, start something fresh, start something new. Be as detailed or simple as you like. When you're finished, place the white stone on the paper or drip some of the white wax on the paper. On the other piece of paper, write down something you want to end that can make way for that new beginning. Again, be as detailed or as simple as you prefer. Place the black stone on this paper or drip some of the black wax on it. Now, you have the two pieces of paper in front of you with the crystals or the candle wax. Now you're going to want to speak an affirmation that inspires you. Some affirmations I like for this moon are, I am bravely pursuing my goals. I am fulfilling my purpose. I am open to new beginnings. I am releasing all that is not in alignment with my highest self. From here, the options are up to you. You can keep the slips of paper around for the next 2 weeks or the next month to remind you of your goals. You can let the candles burn all the way down while you spend some time elaborating on your plans for the future. Maybe you want to fill those pieces of paper up. You can light the paper on fire safely and let the universe have your intentions. Also, side note, if you're playing some kind of glow girl drinking game where you take a shot every time I tell you to light something on fire, and I really hope someone out there is, now is the time, drink. You can also keep the crystals or the unlit candles at your bedside or desk, wherever you may need the reminder and the inspiration. Now, as I said before, ritual is all about intention. So what works for you here is what's best for you here. Just use the energy of this brand new full moon to launch yourself into your best life. As always, thank you for tuning in this week, and be sure to tune in next week for a brand new episode of Glow Girl on Moon Monday. Also, just a reminder to make sure you subscribe to the Girls Girls Radio Network so that you can hear new episodes of Glow Girl, Girls Girls, Atta Girl, and our brand new podcasts, The Hilarious, Her Royal Highness, which is like Drunk History, but with cannabis and the crown. And then also the super informational Stock Daddy podcast, where Meredith and Andy talk about stocks and the market and how to get in on all this investment stuff that we don't really understand. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Glow Girl Pod. You can book your astrological services with me at shinebrightastrology.com. And the best place to get all the advance notice of all things Girls Girls is our exclusive Facebook group, the Girls Girls Community. All of our podcast network hosts are in there. It's where we all overshare our personal details. It's where we go live with big announcements and day-to-day chats. And we also have these really fun weekly virtual happy hours. It is really the most fun place on the internet. So come join us and be our friends. Glow Girl is a production of Girls Girls Media, and our music is, as always, by the amazing Breakmaster Cylinder. Shine bright, everyone.